Maria Tomanova is a young Czech photographer whose career is really starting to gain momentum in the United States, and she's Ian Willoughby's guest now in this edition of One on One.
US-based Czech photographer Maria Tomanova is known for her striking portrait work and often nude images of her own body interacting with nature. Right now, Tomanova's career is on the up and up. She made a splash in New York with a solo show this year, has her first monograph coming out soon, and is also set to be the subject of a documentary. When we met, I asked the Moravian-born artist what had led her to the US almost 8 years ago.
I never really was the kind of person who dreams whole life about going to the United States. Never really was my intention. But after I finished my master's degree as a painter in Czech Republic, there was not really that much for me to do, or I just didn't know how to, like, you know, do the career and make actual money. So, and I decided to go to United States. I ended up signing for au pair program. So the first 2 years I was au pair in the United States. I think I was quite old for that already, so it was a little dreadful, but I survived. And my first year I was in North Carolina, and then I moved upstate New York, and after that I moved to the city and just felt totally in love.
How did the reality of America compare to the image that you had growing up?
Oh my gosh, it's such a huge difference than what I always thought that America is like. I guess, you know, the most I knew about America, that was from movies, and tell the truth, you know, it's Sex in the City that I watched obsessively, of course, which is crazy because, you know, I really loved it when I was 17, 18, and we had these, like, smuggled DVDs from my best friend whose cousin lived in the United States, so he was sending it in mail, and I loved it, and I really thought that's, like, how people live. I mean, I guess some still do, that's true, but, you know, it's not the reality in New York. So when I got here, one side I was disappointed, and the other hand, I was really happy that actually the image is, you know, it's way more diverse and, you know, so much richer and, you know, so many more layers than just that. But just that you have idea, I was so naive about America that when the offer to be au pair in North Carolina came in, I was like, why not? America is the same everywhere. I'll go to North Carolina. I had no idea.
I believe you started in photography by using a cell phone. That seems like a very unusual route to photography.
You know, I always considered that I started photography in the United States after I saw Francesca Woodman's show in Guggenheim Museum, and that's where I actually had a, you know, semi-professional camera. I took a few classes at School of Visual Arts and started to do photography. But then I worked on a show with curator Thomas Beachdale, an art historian, and he pulled and went through some of my older work that was shot in Czech on my first cell phone. And I've never considered that real photography or art until, you know, we actually put it in the show and it all made sense. And it was actually really interesting to see these pictures that were shot on the cell phone with it was my first cell phone with a camera. Nobody else in my little town had that. So I was photographing everything just for the purpose of, you know, having it, because I've been really always keen on writing journals. So this was like a visual journal for me. So yeah, I didn't think of them in any other sense than just having a record of stuff. And when we're looking at them, which is now like, you know, 7, 8 years old photos, and even longer than that, because I started to do that in 2005, I was really surprised how raw and real those pictures were, because they were not shot for any purpose. They were just like these glimpses of real life we were living in Mykolaiv, you know.
A lot of your work is focused on self-portraits of your own body interacting with nature. What's the idea behind that approach?
That kind of evolved organically based on a couple of things that, you know, were the coincidences around that time when I started photography. First of it was that I didn't really have that many friends around, basically almost none. And I was still au pair upstate New York, meaning, you know, my schedule was pretty rough. I was working all the time. And whenever we would travel with the family, because we did quite a lot of traveling, which was really great, I would wake up 2 hours before work, 6 in the morning, ran out, get the morning light, and took a couple pictures somewhere in, you know, in the Greenlands where nobody was around. So that's how it kind of all started. It wasn't nude on the beginning. They were dressed. But then, you know, there was a constant problem of what to wear, you know, to, I don't know, project some fashion, what it means, blah, blah, blah. Because I just didn't want to deal with that. It was kind of, you know, not necessary. So then it became nude, and I actually started to do trips on my own into nature, West Coast, Oregon, which is beautiful. I've never seen, you know, nature like that. It's just gorgeous. And then I shot a lot in Maine. It's a great experience for me. What I like about the self-portraits is that it's a process where I am in charge of the photo, the setup, the whole, you know, composition, and it's me running back and forth. It's cold, warm, raining, I'm nude, laying on the moss. The whole experience of it, the feeling of it, the smell of it, that's all that interests me in the picture. So I am more interested in the actual process of making that photo in a way. And I'm from a little tiny town in South Moravia, and I always spend so much time outside. And I didn't realize that, and I didn't realize how important it is for me until I moved into New York City, when everything is concrete and it's just busy, you know. So that's my escape to the nature and back to my roots.
I think a lot of Americans wouldn't be very comfortable with public nudity. Have you ever got in trouble for running around naked in the forest or whatever?
A couple times, yeah. But people are usually like, you know, they just laugh and they think it's hilarious, so it's fine. I had this great story when I was crawled into this huge trunk and people keep walking and there's a camera on a tripod and they're like, oh, there's a camera, where's the person? And then they bend down and see me in the trunk. I'm like, hi, this is this cool project. That always helps. So, yeah.
Recently, you had a show entitled Young American. Mm-hmm. What was the thinking behind that show, that collection?
That is a whole new different body of work that I've been actually working on for a couple of years, but it all came together about a year ago. The name Young American came from the curator, Thomas Beachdale. We kind of, you know, discussed my work, and we went through my archives of photographs when I was photographing people around New York City for different projects, from editorials to, you know, other projects. And he started to pick all these close-up shot portraits, when most of them are shot on my analog little Yashica that I really love. And there was certain connection, and it ended up being a project that is very important for me in a way. And for me, the most important realization in this whole thing was at the opening. Because, you know, shooting self-portraiture, whenever there was an opening, it was just me in front of the photo, me in the photo, and that's kind of it, right? But with this show, so many people came who were in the photographs, and it was such a beautiful energy in the crowd, and they were all so excited to see their picture on the wall and in the projection, because we projected them really large on a wall, so they're like these huge faces with their huge eyes that just stare at you. And the edit was really based on the something that's in the eyes, certain softness or certain something. I don't really know what to call it, but, you know, there's a almost like a really raw human feeling. And people were so excited. And so it was just so precious to experience the connection with such a big crowd of people, and realizing that I have so many friends. I came to United States and didn't know a single person, and all of a sudden there were 300 portraits and over 300 people came to the show. It was really sweet to realize that I do belong.
Many of the people you photographed in Young American are very distinctive looking. What were you looking for in your subjects?
See, it's all people that certain way inspire me. New York City is a great place for this. I, you know, sit on a subway and I see 5-6 people that I'm like, oh my God, I want to photograph them. So it's a never-ending inspiration of people around here. And whenever I see somebody who just strikes me in a way or inspires me, I ask them if they would, you know, photograph with me and if I can take their portrait.
But to some degree, I think your work also explores issues of identity, sexuality, gender. Would that be easier to do here than in the Czech Republic, or more interesting here, or more pertinent here?
I haven't been back home for more than 7 years, so I don't really know how things change there, and I'm really eager to explore that. And I'm going home for Christmas. That's going to be 8 years since I haven't been home. So I'm really excited, bring my cameras, and I can tell you that all the big next projects are happening partially in Czech as well. And I'm really excited to explore the connection and, you know, the difference or the sameness between Czech and America through identity, through self-portraiture, through portraits of other people, and all of that.
New York is one of the most competitive places on the planet. How hard has it been for you to establish yourself here?
It is very competitive at the same time because it's not, you know, such a small market or small, you know, pond, what we say in Czech. There is way more opportunities. Plus, the all-over atmosphere here is supportive. You know, artists are very often supportive of each other in a really significant way, which I think is great and creates more opportunity for you. My past experience 7-8 years ago in Czech, it was that it always was competitive as well. Plus, there's not that many opportunities, so it's kind of more difficult and people just put themselves down, which I hate that kind of atmosphere. Here, I didn't experience that, which I love about New York, you know. So it has pros and cons. And I just think one has to be dedicated and, you know, and just keep going.
Your career seems to be really gathering momentum. You've been in lots of prestigious news outlets. There's a documentary being made about you. And you have this book coming out of Young American. Is this an exciting time for you?
Extremely. I can't wait. Yeah, I'm very excited for the book. It's going to be my first monograph, which is really great. And the documentary is just very precious because, you know, Maruška Dvořáková captured my first solo show, which my parents were not able to be here for that because they're in Czech. So my first thought when we started this was like, oh, my mom will see how the whole thing came together. And finally, I can show her what I'm doing here in New York because, you know, she doesn't really have idea. She's not on social media. And, you know, it's hard to really show how hard and challenging and exciting at the same time it is to pull together a solo show in New York City. So I was really excited about that. And then Maruška got to capture the first book and product and how we will put that whole thing together. And then she's going to record how I return home, which is really precious as well.
If everything goes according to plan, where would you like to see your life and your career in, say, I don't know, 10 years from now?
Well, I would love to do shows all over the world so I can travel, you know, with the shows and just be able to work, do what I like to do and work on more books, more shows and be able to be between Czech and New York and make money with all of that.
Maria Tomanova, the photographer's book Young American is due out in the first months of 2019 and her exhibition of the same title will come to Prague's Pragovka Gallery later in the year.